I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. Found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.
Senators Cruz and Lee spoke on the Senate floor defending the Constitution, urging their GOP colleagues to vote no on cloture to end debate over H.J. 59, the continuing resolution that fully funds government, provides for paying the interest on the debt, and defunding the rest of Obamacare. While it was not a filibuster in the sense that it did not delay a vote, it was a triumphant defense of your liberty. On Monday, Harry Reid had already scheduled the vote to move to debate, if you can call it debate, for Wednesday afternoon, which was yesterday. Senator Cruz ended his speech right before the vote to debate, which is within the rules of the Senate, a vote for which he asked unanimous consent to pass, and Reid rejected that motion. Ted, along with 100% of the Senate, voted to open debate, and he is still urging his fellow Republicans to all vote against cloture tomorrow, which is cloture to close debate. Why? Because six Republicans are needed to vote with the Democrats, 54 Democrats, and the two independents who caucus with the Democrats, in order to allow Reid to remove the defunding language and send the CR back to the House. However, if all the Republicans vote no on cloture tomorrow, Reid can't do that. This is designed to force Reid to open the bill for amendments with a 60-vote requirement. Remember, he's only got 54 votes instead of 51. If the Republicans, at least six of them, cross over and give him cloture tomorrow, then he can add amendments with only 51 votes, and he's got 54. So the Republicans who vote for cloture and then vote to defund Obamacare are lying to you, because a vote for cloture gives Reid all the power to remove the defunding language without a single Republican vote. This is a trick to make the GOP Senate appear to be against the Obamacare debacle, the so-called Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, while they actually fund it. Don't let them get away with it. Make D.C. listen. This isn't about Senator Ted Cruz or Senator Mike Lee or health care or insurance reform. This is about whether or not the government is bound by the Constitution or whether it has the power to run your life. This is not about a Republican civil war, no matter what they're telling you in the media, including the so-called conservative media. This is about whether conservative and libertarian politicians who support the Constitution have any say at the national level. As always, liberty requires perpetual vigilance. There are defenders of liberty in the Imperial City. Will you stand with them? Will you make D.C. listen? You are live with Rex and Trog, irreverent, relevant, and radioactive conservatism with a bite. I'm your host, Rex, broadcasting to you from the Imperial City, where The cloture vote to close debate on the CR is going to probably happen tomorrow. And if you don't get busy bringing in a grassroots tsunami, it may just happen. I am joined tonight by my co-captain. Trog, you are live with Rex.
Oh, man. People must think I'm crazy when they hear that. Well, I am excited. I am deep in thought and reflecting of, you know, where we're at, what we've been through, and what's going on right now, watching all the battleships line up, you know, for and against, and the Republicans, you know, the French Republicans show their true colors again, you know, when push comes to shove and a stupid vote in the House, you know, to eliminate Obamacare, which everybody knows is never going to get past the floor of the Senate. The only way that they had the power to force this at the Senate was it's tied to, you know, appropriations. It's tied to the budget. And so the House finally handed us a real tool after 40-some wasted, you know, hey, look what I did, Mommy, even though it doesn't matter, votes. And, you know, to see people line up on each side. Of course, the Democrats are going to lie and spin it and talk about green eggs and ham comments, you know, pick out the worst and the best and do whatever they can to avoid the conversation. The real conversation about Obamacare, which has been delayed over 40 times, provisions of it, illegally, I might add. And so here we sat. We sat in the middle of a very, very important battle. And I, you know, I'm very, you know me. I mean, we chat through the day. But, you know, the thing that I hope people get from this is, number one, don't let it divide conservatives. Conservatives are, you know, and we were talking about it this morning, you know, the Rand Cruz camp, you know, I'm for Cruz, I'm for Rand, and no. That is immature, it's wrong, and we're here to fight for a principle. And you've got to listen to these guys and stick with them. This is a long battle to defeat the left, because the left has been in control of this government, including the House leadership, Republicans, the left, has been in control of this government since they took over Congress and Bush was failing out of office. You know,
wasn't he failing?
So it's been a long run. It's been a long run. And they've had a lot of power building for a long run in a very bad economy. And they're pushing so many things through left and right. Obamacare was a debacle. It never should have made it through the House and Senate, but it did. And the Republicans have done nothing to stop it except for their felonious vote that they do, you know, where they really have the power, which Newt has talked about, is the appropriations, which is now we are watching that battle unfold. And I don't know why they waited this long. It shocks me how poor they are at fighting the good fight. But they are fighting it, and so thank God. Where it goes is anybody's guess. I think that for us who are part of that 2010 wave, who were never part of rah-rah Bush, let's bomb the shit out of the world and spread democracy around the world and spend trillions of dollars and act like Democrats on steroids, you know, we're never part of that. I think that when you see this kind of stuff, it's a breath of fresh air. Unfortunately, yep. It shouldn't be a breath of fresh air, Rex. This should be the norm. This is what the 2010 Tea Party Revolution was about. This is what taking the House was about. So, you know, thank God. I watched most of it. You watched more than I did. And I was very impressed. You watched the whole thing. Okay, I missed a few hours for some sleep. I'm older than you. I got to sleep. But I was very impressed with Cruz. I was very impressed with his is graciousness under attack. Mm-hmm. And I watched a little clip with him tonight with Hannity just before we booted up. And everybody keeps trying to, you know, throw that, hey, they're saying this about you, and, you know, and trying to get the fight going, and Cruz won't engage. I find, even against McCain, even against the Republicans, I find him to be a gracious statesman. And that's a breath of fresh air. And Rand is like that, too. He got sucked into the Christie thing, and then he pulled out. You know, he just walked away from it going, I'm not going to play this game. I'm not going to be a Democrat. You know, Republicans have started, you know, I saw this in the primary with Romney. I felt like I was battling Democrats. And they were, they were supposedly Republicans. And I felt like I was battling with Democrats. So, you know, I guess we've lost that grace. And it's such a breath of fresh air to see somebody who will be polite, be professional. He did very well.
And be firm.
Very firm. This is what I stand for, and this is why. This is what I stand for, and this is why. Oh, he said that? Well, I can't account for him. I think he's a great guy, but I disagree with him on this. You know, it's just very refreshing to see that, because we are no longer in junior high school. And it's good to see the people that run the largest country in the world, or the most powerful country in the world. Well, that could be debatable now, but normally.
Well, they run the government.
Country in the world. Yeah. You know, they run the government. It's good
or
to
they
see
ruin
them
the
act
government.
Like professionals. You know, it's
yeah,
good to
well.
See them act like professionals. So I'm fired up. I really am.
No, it's good that you're fired up, and everybody should be fired up, because I think you hit the nail on the head. It's refreshing to see it, but it shouldn't be refreshing to see it, because this is how it should be. But it isn't. So, you know, rather than being a utopian idealist and either lamenting that, you know, all is lost, or having rose-colored spectacles and wondering, you know, oh, it should be like this, let's be realistic. It's not like this, and it should be like this. But the simple fact is that there is a minority of actual conservatives, libertarians, principled constitutionalists that are in the Imperial City, and they are fighting for America. They're fighting for the Constitution, but they cannot do it unless there is what has labeled the grassroots tsunami of support, and the fact is that that's how we delayed the war in Syria, and that is precisely why the House passed the Graves CR and sent it over to the Senate, and then they've been trying to finagle little tricks and angles to shut it down, and they're still lying, and the real enemy is not Harry Reid, the real enemy is not Dick Durbin, the real enemy is not Obama. If you're a conservative, if you're a libertarian, if you're a constitutionalist, you already know those guys suck. The real enemy is the one standing next to you or behind you, and it is the Republicans, or I should call them the Republicans. The fact is we need millions more people to fight.
The Frenchies.
Chris and I have been doing these Thursday shows. Remember, regular Tex and Rex show broadcast time is Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, but we've been doing these special Thursday shows all throughout September. This is the fourth installment, or 4.5, since last Sunday turned out to kind of fall on the same topic. But the shows are available to listen to in archives.
Did we mean to do that?
I don't know. It just kind of worked out that way. They are available, so you can go to the Tex and Rex show page on Facebook. I have everything posted there, and relevant clips and articles are in the comments. If you always click on the pick for the show in the comments, you'll find all the videos, clips, and articles that are relevant to the topic of the show. And if you like that page, you will get notifications in your news feed when we're broadcasting, doing special shows and other action items to keep you up to speed on grassroots conservatism. And for all you libertarians out there, just keep in mind, an authentic conservative is two-thirds a libertarian, so learn to work together and get along instead of bitching about your differences. We can have a really good fight later. Right now, we got to defeat the collectivists. So the other place you can go is Tex and Rex's Liberty Militia on Facebook. Join the group, and there I have larger posts of the same things that we have on the air. If you're in Blog Talk Radio right now, whether listening live or in archive, if you like, or not like, but if you follow the show in Blog Talk Radio, you will get notifications in your Blog Talk Radio profile and associated email. On Blog Talk Radio, just go to blogtalkradio.com, search out the Tex and Rex show. You will go to our page, and you will have every single show that we have done, especially these four conservative comeback obliterating Obamacare shows. They're all right there for you. You can just click on it, play it in your browser, play it in your mobile device. If you go below the scrolling graphics, there is a download this episode link. Right-click on that. You can get an MP3. play it in your MP3-enabled device, burn a CD, email it to somebody, take it to your Republican Party meetings, take it to your Tea Party meetings, Campaign for Liberty, what have you. Get it out there because you are the only means by which anybody even knows this show exists. Remember, we don't get paid to do this. We're doing it because we want to support the real conservatives and the real libertarians in Washington who are fighting for your freedom. So get the information out there. Sharing the show doesn't mean you endorse the show or my foul mouth or even our opinions. It just means you want someone to take a look at a different perspective. What we're trying to bring you here is connecting the dots and showing you who the real enemy is, how to actually advance the cause of the Constitution and liberty. And it's very important to do this. There are better people than me doing this, but we're trying to do our part. You've got, you know, Chris Green at Alternative Media Television. You've got Ben Swan. You've got Josh Tolley. There are people that are getting this message out there, but none of us have the reach of Fox News, MSLSD, Communist News Network, and the major corporatist media network television. So you have to be the marketing arm. You have to be the distribution arm. You have to be the one to get it out there. And we thank everybody who has shared the show. When you see the pics on Facebook or on Twitter, retweet or share them. I mean, a lot of you are liking the page. We like that, and you're liking the pics. But if you don't share it, no one else hears about it. And for all of you who are sharing it, thank you very much. Here's the important thing to take away from this. It's easy to get caught up in the cult of personality. And, Chris, you know, I've seen this. You know, people get caught up, you know, even Ron Paul, when he, you know, had that wonderful liberty movement, a lot of people were following Ron Paul. Well, you don't follow Ron Paul because he's Ron Paul. You follow Ron Paul because he's telling you the truth. You don't cheer Ted Cruz because he's Ted Cruz. You cheer Ted Cruz because he's taking a stand for liberty. You don't follow Rand Paul because he's Ron Paul's son. You follow Rand Paul because he's the junior Kentucky from junior senator from Kentucky, and he's fighting for your civil liberties. So get away from the cult of personality. Start looking at facts, issues, truth, and who's taking a position. I'll even work with someone like Marco Rubio, who I can't stand because he's not really a conservative. The only reason he appears to be conservative is because he was running against Charlie Crist, who's now a Democrat, and my friggin' left shoe is more conservative than Charlie Crist, so that's not an accomplishment. However, on this defunding Obamacare issue, Rubio's actually been pretty good and out on point, so I'm going to give him props for that. Nevertheless, Florida, when you get a chance, please fire this little guy because he's just not really conservative. He's more of an opportunist. But on this one, he's right, so we'll give him a break on that. But the fascinating thing is the call to action is to get that grassroots tsunami going. So listen to the shows that we've done. We did the first one kind of dissecting how this so-called Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is not about health care, medical care, or insurance reform. In the second one, we talked about why, if it results in a government shutdown, which will be around Reid's head and Obama's head, it won't necessarily be a bad thing, and it actually is. Last time it happened in 95, it was an electoral victory for Republicans, especially conservative Republicans. And then we talked about the Graves continuing resolution, which is a continuing resolution that is now on the floor in the Senate being, quote, debated, and the cloture vote is tomorrow to close debate and move to decide the bill, is fully funding government. Now, I'm not so keen on that because there's a lot of crap in government that I don't think we should fund, especially at the deficit of $1 trillion, but it fully funds government except for the rest of Obamacare. And I say the rest of Obamacare because Obama's already defunded most of Obamacare because it doesn't work. We're just saying, well, if it doesn't work and it's not ready to go online October 1st, why don't you just go ahead and defund it and delay it and fix it before you put it online? That's all that's going on here. So it seems to me that the Republicans are running cover for the Democrats, who are basically doing the same thing they did on Syria. They are fighting not for this bill because they all know it sucks. In fact, I would agree that at least half of them don't even want it to go online because it's going to be a disaster. It's all to save Obama's face. The whole thing with the red line, they decided they were going to blow up Syria to save his face, and that backfired on them because of you. This is the same thing. This is his principal piece of legislation, and so they have to put it up there so that he can look good. But the thing is a mess by their own accounts. Even Max Baucus said it's a mess. So the idea is delay it so that we can actually do something good as opposed to just putting something out there in order to make Obama look good. I don't care if he looks good. I don't much like him, and frankly, he's a temporary president. So when he's gone, who cares? So you got to get it done. The first thing you need to do is go to www.don'tfundit.com. and sign the petition and get at least three other people to sign it before we go off the air. We're going to do about 2 hours of show. It's currently at 1,838,709. Okay, let's get that up to 1,850,000 before the end of the show. When we were doing the show on Sunday, we just crossed the 1.6 million mark. So that's pretty huge. Keep it going. That thing should be 5 million by now. So get busy. That's www.don'tfundit.com. The other thing I want you to do is hammer the crap out of the Republicans. Call them tomorrow and tell them to vote together, no on cloture. No on cloture. The switchboard number is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Why do you want to vote no on cloture? If they vote yes on cloture, and that will require 52 Democrats, the two Democrat caucusing independents, and six Republicans to cross over and be traitors. If they vote yes on cloture, then the debate will end, if you can call it a debate, but it'll end, and then Reid will be able to do something whereby he can propose amendments and pass them with only 51 votes, and he's got 54, so that's really easy for him to do. If he does, what will happen then is that you'll get the fully funded continuing resolution, fully funding the government, but stripped of the defunding language for Obamacare. And then we're going back to the House, which we still have a lot of tools there as long as you stay on point. But the idea is that Republicans should, if they truly want to defund Obamacare, and all of them say that they do, except when there's a real opportunity to do it, then they run like fucking rats from a ship, okay? If they really want to defund it, then they say no to cloture because then it requires 60 votes to pass amendments. And Reid's only got 54. So as long as the Republicans vote together, there will be no amendment to strip the defunding language out, and then Harry Reid has a choice. Does he love this disaster that's not working, that's already been defunded by Obama himself illegally so much that he's willing to shut the government down in order to try to force the Republicans to do it? Or is he willing to delay it and defund it until it can be fixed in order to fund the government? That's the choice he'll have to make. Now, that's not an obstructionist position. This is how you bring people to negotiate when you have opposing sides. You have to do these things in order to get it going. And that's precisely what Ted Cruz was talking about. Now, there's been a lot of talk, Chris, about whether this was a filibuster, whether it wasn't a filibuster. But it wasn't a filibuster because it didn't delay the vote. It was a 21-hour speech, and if you haven't listened to it or read the transcript, you really should because they talked about the Constitution. We got like an hour constitutional law lesson from Mike Lee that was just astounding. And Mike Lee, you know, the three of them, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, are all really good, but Mike Lee's kind of been the more of the timid guy, the more of the quiet guy, but he came out and it was magnificent. All everybody's talking about is that he mentioned Darth Vader and Ashton Kutcher and Red, Green, Eggs, and Ham. Well, you know what? At his kid's bedtime, the dude took a break, Red, Green, Eggs, and Ham, and something from the Bible to his little girls. I mean, give him a break. But what he did was he had 70% of the trends on Twitter were all related to what he was doing, and he and Mike Lee. And this is the important thing. He was doing it to teach his colleagues why this strategy works. But more importantly, he was doing it to inspire you. He was doing it to get you to stand with him, to bring pressure onto the Imperial City, because you have to make it riskier for them to piss you off than to piss off their backers and the lobbyists. That's the only way you're going to win this game. So you got to get busy. So call them and tell them no to cloture, 202-224-3121. We've got a lot of good clips to play, Chris, but why don't we go ahead and give you some time to tee it up regarding
it's
so overwhelming, not just this friggin' law and the CR and all the stuff that they're doing. It's just easy to run around and feel dejected and just
It's game over.
You know, but that's not the right attitude. The right attitude is to fight, okay? Now, you can't fight everything, all right? You can only slay so many dragons at once, so focus up. Right now, the dragon that is in front of you, okay, is the continuing resolution and defunding Obamacare, and slightly thereafter, it's got to tail the debt limit, okay? That's the dragon that's in front of you. Quit worrying about all the other dragons. Don't worry about the UN treaty that Kerry just signed. Remember, whatever Kerry does, it has to be approved by Congress first, and right now they're busy with this.
Two-thirds.
So that's not an issue, okay? If you're worried about them taking your guns away, I'm not saying these things aren't important that you don't have to work on them, but this is the point right now that you got to work on. So go to www.don'tfundit.com and make sure that you call and hammer these senators. They're going to have this cloture vote tomorrow. The Republicans need to stand unified. If all 46 of them vote for no cloture, then Harry Reid cannot strip the defunding language out of the resolution number 59, the continuing resolution, with his 51 votes. He needs 60, which means the Republicans can block it. That is the battle. The House switchboard number is 202-224-3121, and especially call those vulnerable senators who are likely to flip, like Lindsey Leitensloefer's Gramnesty, John Jihad Jane
Flake.
Muhammad, Flake. That these are the guys you got to call, and you got some champs in there, like Jeff Sessions. That's the guy who's standing up, with Cruz, with Lee, with Rand Paul. And don't give me this crap. Well, Rand Paul's fighting with Cruz, but no, he's not. Okay, he may not be fully behind this particular strategy. He may not be as directly involved, but he's going to stand with Cruz and with Lee because he agrees with this. Maybe he had a slightly different angle on it, but he was busy doing other things. They ran point on this. He's with them on this, so don't buy that garbage. Okay, and I really want you to call Bob Corker, and I wish I had his number. I'd call it out, but Chris, unless you got something you want to throw in there, I want to get into this floor fight.
No, go ahead.
All right. This occurred earlier today, okay, and this is just really interesting because here you have a perfect display of how this game is played. These guys are just going apeshit because Cruz and Lee are not playing the script. They're actually doing their job, and senators aren't supposed to do their job. They're supposed to decide in the back room when everything is covered up exactly what they're doing, and then they come out on C-SPAN on the floor and play it out for you. Okay, that's how they do it, so that you go, oh, the process is interesting, and I guess we couldn't defund it. Oh, it's just too bad. Okay, but Lee and Cruz are saying, no, I'm here to do a job. I was hired to do a job. I'm a civil servant, and I have a responsibility to my constituents. I'm going to do the job I told them I was going to do. And here comes Bob Corker with his, trying to find ways to provide cover for Dick Durbin and Harry Reid and get kind of box Cruz and Lee in. The problem is that these guys are stale moss. They've got no chops. But the young bloods, okay, the young bloods, the new sheriffs in town, they got chops. And it's just an interesting exchange. This is a 15-minute – actually, it was a 38-minute exchange. I can't play all of it because Block Talk Radio is going to cut us off. But I broke it up into little segments so that Chris and I could comment on it. Chris, we'll have to be real brief because we're going to run out of time. Mm-hmm. But here's the first bit.
President, I wonder if it would be –
Senator from Tennessee.
It would be appropriate if I were to ask the senator from Utah a question, if he would take the question.
Without objection.
This has been a rather confusing week, I know. I don't think ever in the history of the Senate have we had a 21-hour filibuster, and then the persons carrying out the filibuster voted for the issue they were filibustering. I don't think that's happened in the history of our country, and I just want to make sure I understand. I was just over at the House and talked to members of leadership there, and they would like to get the piece of legislation from the Senate over there as quickly as possible so they could respond. Now, I think all of us on this side would like to see some changes to the CR, changes that we believe to be good policy. And over on the House side, we have a majority of Republicans, and I know that they would like to send back to us some changes that I think many of us would support. Now, in talking earlier with a senator from Texas, it's my understanding that the reason you don't want to send a bill over to the House who could possibly put in place some very good policies for us here is that you want the American people and the outside groups that you've been in contact with to be able to watch us tomorrow. And so it would seem, I'm just asking the question, is it more important to the senator from Texas and the senator from Utah that the people around the country watch this vote, or is it more important to us that we have a good policy outcome from our standpoint and actually have a body that has a majority of Republicans to be able to react and send back something of good policy? This is confusing to me, because I know the leadership there wishes to be able to respond as quickly as possible, but I'm understanding the reason we're waiting is that y'all have sent out releases and emails and you want everybody to be able to watch. And it just doesn't seem to me that that's in our nation's interest, nor is it candidly in the interest of those who want to see good policy on the conservative side come out of this CR. I just wondered if you might respond to that.
Madam President.
The senator from Texas.
Since the senator from Tennessee has made reference to me, I would ask for unanimous consent that I might engage in a colloquy with the senator from Tennessee and the senator from Utah.
Is there objection? Without objection.
Madam President.
Is there objection?
We need some time. There's a reasonable time. We're happy to do it, but this is not going to be another performance by anybody this afternoon.
For how long do the senators wish to engage in a colloquy?
I cannot imagine it would extend beyond 10 minutes.
Is there objection to the request?
No.
Without objection.
Madam President, I appreciate the senator from Tennessee's comments supporting the majority leader. And I know the senator from I know the senator from Tennessee is learned on Senate procedures, so that I know that he must have made a misstatement when he moments ago suggested that those of us who participated in the filibuster the other day somehow changed our position in voting for the motion to proceed. And the reason I know the senator from Tennessee is mistaken is because during the course of that filibuster, I explicitly stated I support the motion to proceed. I stated that a week before the filibuster repeatedly. I have always stated that the vote on the motion to proceed, the vote on cloture to motion to proceed, was going to be unanimous. Indeed, I would note that I offered a unanimous consent during that filibuster that we vitiate the cloture and all agree to proceed because everyone in this chamber, I said, I expect the vote will be unanimous. Everyone in this chamber wants to proceed to this bill. Now, the senator from Tennessee, being learned in Senate procedure, knows that there's a bit, wants to proceed to this bill. Now, the senator from Tennessee, being learned in Senate procedure, knows that there's a big difference between that vote on Wednesday, which I might note, when the vote tally was down there for Republicans, I put my not only did I vote yes early, but I put my recommendation for every Republican to vote yes, because of course we should get on the bill. The vote tomorrow on cloture on the bill is a very different bill, and I know the senator from Tennessee is quite aware of that. The vote tomorrow is a vote to cut off debate on the bill. And so, as I said during the filibuster 2 days ago, as I said, have said for weeks, it is the vote tomorrow, cloture on the bill, that matters, because anyone voting tomorrow in favor of cloture is voting in favor of granting the majority leader the ability to fund Obamacare. And I know my friend from Tennessee understands that, so I'm sure his statement suggesting that the vote on the motion to proceed meant anything other than what it obviously meant, I know that was a statement in error.
That was a statement in error, and it was far more than that.
In other words, you're a bloody-ass liar. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, you're exactly right. He's lying. He was lying through his teeth and trying to box him in, and I think Cruz handled it deftly, okay, because he laid out the strategy.
He must have had lunch with Durbin coming in.
These Democrats and these Democrat wing of the Republican Party, they're working together. But I think Cruz definitely laid out the strategy, and then Corker lies about it, and then in the next clip he doubles down on the lie while disparaging his, quote, friend from Texas. But what I found interesting is the first thing that Corker said, and by the way, this prick needs to be hammered, Senator Bob Corker.
Is he up for reelection?
I have no idea. Allegedly Republican from Tennessee. His number is 202-224-3344. Give him a little ring. Tell him Rex says hi and shut the fuck up, okay? 202-224-3344. All right? The first thing he said was, we want to make changes to the Graves CR. Well, why do you want to make changes to it? This is a Republican CR that fully funds government and defunds Obamacare. Why are you trying to change it, Bob Corker? You should be trying to pass it, right? It fully funds the government and defunds Obamacare. And then the other thing he said is, you know, I know that you're doing this because you sent out emails and tweets and press releases to people out there. Why is he faulting Mike Lee and Ted Cruz for communicating with their constituents? And why doesn't he want America to watch the vote tomorrow? Why doesn't he want America watching what he's doing? And then Reid comes in and says, you know, we got to rush this. Why are we rushing this? You know, they say they're rushing it because they want to avoid the government. Want to avoid the government shutdown? We got to avoid the shutdown. Well, you know what? You've had plenty of time to work on this. You chose to wait till the last minute. You chose to go on extended vacations. So this is your fault anyway, Mr. Reid, because you're the one that sets the schedule. You and Boehner. All right. So it's your fault that it got delayed. But you know, there's a simple solution to this, Chris. I mean, if it's that big a deal, and this is the greatest deliberative body on the planet, then they should deliberate. And since they're actually deliberating now, and there's actually something going on, and they're bringing to the table to force negotiations, well, why can't John Boehner write a CR that fully funds government for 10 days and delays Obamacare by 10 days? I mean, I don't think anybody – the exchanges aren't ready anyway. They could afford another 10 days to get this shit fixed. So you could just delay it for 10 days, and they could actually work on this stuff. These things are very simple to solve. That's not what they want to do. They want to lie. They want to rush it through. They want to do it when you're not watching. You know, you got to find out what's in it after we pass it, right?
Well, they want to shove it back to the House. They want to shove it back to the House where they can beat up on the House Republicans again because they've had, you know, four, five, six good years of doing it. So they're comfortable beating up on them over there, and they got John Boehner to stutter around in between golf balls. One of the things, two points. One, the first point is Ted Cruz just had a 21-hour debate, and if they really wanted to debate this, that would have been the perfect time to do it so that we could have got to business today. You follow?
Only two of them showed up.
So
yeah, only two of them showed up.
And then I listened to Reid, you know, squeak up to the microphone earlier today and talking about time and the importance of time, and he wasted about 45 minutes babbling while he was telling us how important time was. It's just all game. And that's the most disgusting part of it is just it's bull crap. And if you step back and you have your head screwed on straight and you pay attention, you can see the game being played. And the key in this whole thing is not getting swayed by the lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's one of the things that you and I and Tex and Robert have spent the last couple years trying to help people understand, you know, is how to read what you're hearing and how to make good decisions in your mind so you know what you should back, where what you should back, what you shouldn't back, what you should worry about, what you shouldn't worry about, you know. That's the important thing because these battles are never going to end.
No, it's never going to end. Liberty requires perpetual vigilance. But, no, that's a great point. You have to learn that they're lying. And here's the thing. Now you've got, you know, these rhinos and the Democrats colluding to try to get back on their little script because they've got a couple of gone rogue wacko birds who are actually doing their jobs. And again, you're the tactical support for these guys. So get on point. And we got to move quick because, believe it or not, we're already 50 minutes in overtime. And
Blog Talk
Radio's cut us off before. Go.
Bob Corker is up for re-election.
Excellent. Bob Corker.
I agree.
Republican, Tennessee, up for re-election. Phone number, 202-224-3344. Everybody in Tennessee, call. If you know somebody in Tennessee, call them, get them to call. And by all means, if you're not in Tennessee, call him anyway. Tell him no to cloture and that you're watching him. Do it. 202-224-3344. Here's another 7 minutes on that exchange. Hopefully, Blog Talk Radio won't cut us off and we can get through these.
Well, actually, I appreciate this opportunity. What we have before us is a bill that defunds Obamacare. It's the bill that the House has sent over. So you're right. Tomorrow's vote is a vote to end debate in support of exactly what the House of Representatives has sent over. That is a confusing thing to a lot of folks, but you're exactly right. The House has sent over here policy that I actually support, and that is the funding, the health care bill, because of the damage that it's creating to our country. I wish the CR number was a little lower. I wish it was at 967 instead of 988, but that's exactly right. And so we're going to be cutting off debate on a bill that the House Republicans have sent over to us. So you're exactly right, and that's an important vote. And that is a vote in support of the House. Something in addition, supporting the House would be getting whatever we're going to do back over to them so that they are not jammed. But it's my understanding, again, relative to this vote tonight happening tomorrow instead, is that my two colleagues, who I respect, have sent out emails around the world and turned this into a show, possibly, and therefore they want people around the world to watch, maybe them and others on the Senate floor, and that is taking priority over getting legislation back to the House so they could take action before the country's government shuts down, and by the way, causing them possibly to put in place, again, some other good policies. I yield.
I appreciate my friend from Tennessee's comments. And I would note that he suggested that this is confusing. And I guess I don't think it's all that confusing. The senator from Tennessee says that a vote in favor of cloture is a vote in favor of the House bill and in favor of defunding Obamacare. If that's the case, then the question I would pose to my friend from Tennessee, why is Majority Leader Harry Reid going to vote the same way you're proposing to vote? Why is every Democrat in this chamber going to vote the way you're proposing to vote? If this is a vote in favor of defunding Obamacare, is it the senator from Tennessee's suggestion that the Majority Leader and the Senate Democrats are confused about this vote?
Well, I would respond that after a 21-hour filibuster yesterday, you voted in favor of the thing you're filibustering, and Senator Harry Reid joined you in that, too. So it seems to me that they're very similar.
Does the senator from Tennessee dispute that the vote Wednesday was a vote to take up the bill, whereas the vote tomorrow will be a vote that will do two things if there are 60 votes? If enough Republicans cross the aisle, join Majority Leader Harry Reid and the Democrats, it will, number one, cut off all debate, and it will, number two, what makes the vote tomorrow so significant is the Majority Leader has already filed an amendment. That amendment guts the House continuing resolution and funds Obamacare in its entirety. And given that that amendment is pending, and if cloture is invoked, that amendment can be passed with 51 votes, does the senator from Tennessee disagree that once cloture is invoked, Harry Reid, the Majority Leader, will be able to fund Obamacare with 51 votes?
I agree that the Senate rule that's in place that allows post-cloture votes at a 51-vote majority has been there for decades and generations, and it's the same rule that we have has been there for decades and generations, and it's the same rule that we have operated under for decades. So let me just ask this question. So we have a bill before us that I support. I think the senator from Texas supports. The senator from Utah supports, I think. So my question is, we have a bill that we support. The rules of the Senate have been here for decades, for generations, and for centuries in many cases. So are you thinking the House of Representatives would like for us to vote against cloture on their bill?
Well, I thank my friend.
Well, let me ask you this. And if you think that's what they wish for us to do, why is it that they're already developing language and legislation to send back over? It seems to me that they've already indicated that they view this strategy as a box canyon because they understand the Senate rules. And it looks as if to me they're already developing language to send something back over, because even though we're in the Senate, I know all three of us are relatively new, somehow or another, they knew the Senate rules before they sent it over. So I'm a little confused, and tell me what happens if the Senate were not to invoke cloture on a bill that we support. What then happens? I'd like to understand.
Well, I appreciate that question from my friend from Tennessee, and there are several pieces of it. One, he asked, would the House Republicans like for us not to invoke cloture? I can tell you this morning I spoke to over a dozen House members who explicitly said it would be fantastic if Senate Republicans could show the same unity we did and vote against cloture, because Majority Leader Reid has filed an amendment to gut our language. I would note also, the senator from Tennessee keeps expressing confusion. I have to admit, I don't think the American people are confused. And I would ask the senator from Tennessee, you agreed a moment ago, if I understood you correctly, that if 60 senators vote in favor of cloture, Majority Leader Harry Reid will be able to fund Obamacare in its entirety. Let me ask the counterpart. If 41 Republicans stood together and voted against cloture because we said we do not support the amendment that Majority Leader Reid has filed to fund Obamacare, when we told our constituents we oppose Obamacare, we meant it. Yeah. So we are not going to be complicit in giving Harry Reid the ability to fund Obamacare. Would Majority Leader Harry Reid be able to proceed and fund Obamacare if 41 Republicans stood together against cloture?
Are you there?
No, I am here. I'm saying no. If 41 Republicans stand together, Harry Reid cannot gut the CR of the defunding language. So, Tennessee, put Bob Corker in the Box Canyon, 202-224-3344. Look, this guy is lying through his teeth to provide cover for Reid and the Democrats, because the only thing that these rhino Republicans, these squishes, these French Republicans, whatever the fuck you want to call them, the only thing that they're interested in is having a vote on record that they defunded. Not to actually defund. They just want to vote on record. That's what he's talking about. And the way that this thing came about, and you know, if you don't watch a lot of the Senate stuff, then you don't really know. But the way this thing came about was Harry Reid came in to make a motion. Look, on Monday, he scheduled the vote to have 30 hours of debate, alternating hours, 15 for the Republicans and I think 15 for the Democrats or something like that. On Monday, he scheduled it for Wednesday afternoon. Ted took the floor and gave a 21-hour speech that ended at noon, right before they voted to open the floor for debate on this bill. Okay, and the idea was that after the 30 hours, that you would vote on cloture to end debate, and that would be Friday morning. Okay, that was the schedule. Harry Reid came in tonight, okay, because he knows that you're going to be watching tomorrow, because it's been announced and Ted spoke about it with Mike Lee for 21 hours, so everybody was aware of it. And so he made a motion to go to cloture vote this evening, Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And Mike Lee objected. And it only takes one objection to prevent that from happening. So what Corker came in to do was try to get it so that they would vote on cloture tonight when no one's watching, as opposed to tomorrow. So you'll wake up tomorrow morning to watch the cloture vote, and you'll find it already happened. That's the dirty trick that these fucking rhino Republicans were trying to play on you. And Mike Lee and Ted Cruz stood in the breach and stopped it, and well, I might add. That's why you've got to send in tactical support and support these guys. That's why this is important. That's why these guys are your liberty champions. That's why these guys are standing up for the Constitution. And if you don't get busy and create a force multiplier and get other people calling and get other people going to www.don'tfundit.com, then you're going to take the wind out of their sails, and right now their sails are flowing hard. So you need to get busy, all right? We're at 1,845,294 on that petition. We've got to get that number up because these numbers matter, and you've got to make your calls. The House switchboard number is 202-224-3121. Make sure that you make your calls and make sure that you're watching these guys. So, you know, that exchange was about trying to box them in order to get the vote tonight. It didn't happen. It's likely to happen tomorrow. Now, I don't know what other shenanigans and games they're going to play, but wasn't that fascinating, Chris?
Oh, you bet. I guarantee you they're going to be busy all night long wheeling and dealing our country away. This is just a game to these people. I mean, this is our life. This is, you know, the last 6 years of hell in this economy and what our recovery is or isn't going to look like. And you got a couple guys that are willing to stand strong on this and fight it. I think the big thing, you know, you and I were kind of chatting there, and we also talked about this earlier, this it gets a little bit confusing, and, of course, the mainstream media is never going to tell you the truth. And you've got to, you know, take the time to sit down and watch some of these interchanges And then you've got to ask questions that people understand what the hell they just said, because I know it confused me a little bit on the cloture vote, realizing that, okay, you know, the vote does this, but, okay, why are they pushing the, you know, pushing so hard to get this vote pushed through right now? Because basically they want Reid to be able to put back in Obamacare and then send it back to the House so they can beat up on the House Republicans, which, like I said before, the whole mainstream media and Obama, you know, they've been doing it for so long, that didn't take any effort for them. To leave this bill in the Senate is where the exposure is the best. It's a smaller body, and it exposes more of the corruption in the Senate. And so it's good that this conversation is going on there.
And you can thank Mike Lee and Ted Cruz for that. And here's the last 4 minutes of that exchange where Mike Lee actually puts down Reid's little trick that Corker, on behalf of the, quote, French Republicans, red rhinos, squishes, whatever the hell you want to call them, was trying to provide. We'll do this. When we come back, we're going to go to final thoughts because I want to close with Ted's closing remarks from his filibuster. So we'll go real quick, Chris, because believe it or not, we're going to get cut off any minute now.
The senator from Tennessee keeps expressing confusion. I have to admit, I don't think the American people are confused. And I would ask the senator from Tennessee, you agreed a moment ago, if I understood you correctly, that if 60 senators vote in favor of cloture, Majority Leader Harry Reid will be able to fund Obamacare in its entirety. Let me ask the counterpart. If 41 Republicans stood together and voted against cloture, because we said we do not support the amendments that Majority Leader Reid has filed to fund Obamacare, when we told our constituents we oppose Obamacare, we meant it. So we are not going to be complicit in giving Harry Reid the ability to fund Obamacare. Would Majority Leader Harry Reid be able to proceed and fund Obamacare if 41 Republicans stood together against cloture?
Well, but the thing is, I think the senator from Texas may be confused. We're not going to be voting on the amendment. We have the chance to vote on the amendment after the vote on cloture. The vote on cloture tomorrow is a vote on ending debate on a bill we support. The amendment that you're talking about...
The time for the colloquy has expired.
Okay.
Is there objection to the unanimous consent request offered by the majority leader?
Madam President? Madam President?
The senator from Utah.
Reserving the right to object, I requested to modify the request made by the majority leader.
I've turned that down.
And he turned that down, and in light of the fact that he's turned it down, I object.
Objection is heard.
Madam President.
The assistant majority leader.
Madam President, what we just witnessed was an effort by Senator Harry Reid to move the votes, the critical votes, on keeping the government open to this evening. What we've just heard from the Republican side of the aisle is they want to stall and delay this even more. It isn't just a matter of losing a legislative day in the Senate.
The time is still under the control of the Republicans.
How much time? I know there was time yielded by Senator Reid to the Republican side to Senator Grassley. So how much time is remaining at this point on the Republican side?
The alternating time occurs at the bottom of, I think, at 4:30.
The alternating time occurs at 4:30 p.m.
And at 4:30, then the Democrats are recognized?
That is correct.
And what time is it now? Would the chair take notice?
4:29.
Madam President, if I could, Madam President.
Senators are reminded to address each other, each in the third person, not by their first and last names.
Madam President.
The senator from Tennessee.
If I could, I'd just like to say, in response to my good friend from Illinois, it's not the Republican side that's asking to stall. We only have two Republican senators that are wanting to push this off, and so I don't want that to be mischaracterized, if I could, and to say that it's my understanding that the reason that we're putting this off is because they would like for people around the country that they have notified to be able to watch And so it's that process of making sure that everyone watches that I think is slowing this down. It's not the entire Republican side. I think most Republicans, I know all Republicans other than two, would actually like to give the House the opportunity to respond in an appropriate way. With that, I yield the floor, and I've enjoyed this very much.
That last statement by that loser Corker was basically saying that we've already given up this fight. We're sending this thing back to the House for them to work on. Well, why
yeah.
don't you fight? Because you can actually win. So, and then trying to say these are the only two. Well, they're not the only two. Sessions and Rand Paul, and there's others. But besides the point, he's pointing out that these are the two that are actually standing up for the right thing. And let's be clear, cloture was scheduled for tomorrow. So Harry Reid was trying to expedite it and do this quicker. So it wasn't that they were delaying. They were actually, Cruz and Lee are operating on the prescribed schedule instead of rushing through it. And that's a pretty important point to make. The crazy thing here is that what they're trying to do is rush it and do it when you're not watching. Why don't they want to be watched? Why are there at least six Republicans that are going to vote with the Democrats? And be clear, there's more than six of them who are assholes about this, but they're only going to sacrifice six of them. Why are there six Republicans that are going to vote with the Democrats for cloture on this bill, which does not support the bill, but actually gives Harry Reid all the power to defund it? If they all voted no to cloture, it would force Harry Reid's hand to negotiate. That's how you get it done. That's how Gingrich got it done with Clinton. That's how you get it done. Okay? But they're not. They're capitulating because these guys are losers. We're about to run out of time, but real quick, just want to say we've done four of these special shows on Thursdays about this very thing. And remember, it is not really about the so-called health care bill. Okay, it is not about exchange. It's not about providing people with health care. This is about destroying jobs. This is about taking over the economy. This is about building up a police state and limiting your economic liberty, which limits pretty much all your liberty. And it's a control mechanism, and it needs to be stopped. This is also a pivotal moment because this is how you dislodge the fake Democrat wing of the Republican Party, the Romney, Rove, Boehner, Cantnot, McConnell, Corker wing of the party, and you build up more people like Gowdy and Amash and Gohmert and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. That's how you do it. That's how important this is. So don't confuse the issue, and you need to hammer them, hammer them, hammer them. Please go to the Tex and Rex show page on Facebook. Like the page. You will get notifications in your news feed and Facebook when we're broadcasting and other important action items and phone numbers to call and things to do to actually advance the cause of the Constitution, liberty, authentic conservatism, and libertarianism. And remember something, conservatism is two-thirds libertarianism, so just learn to get along on those points on which you agree. Go to Chris's group, Coalition of Freedom, if you want some in-depth analysis so that you can learn to read between the lines and cross-reference your sources and get the real truth. Very important things to do, and get this show out there. Don't just get it out there beforehand so people come listen. We appreciate it. We love all the live listeners we've had tonight. We've still got some on the phone lines that are listening now. If you're listening in podcast, that's great, but get it out afterwards. Okay, I always put them together, a nice big picture on the Facebook page. Just click share. They're tweeted out, retweet them. But get this information out to people. Download the MP3 from the page by right-clicking download episode below the scrolling graphics. And get this information out there so that people understand this floor fight that just happened. 99.9% of America did not watch this floor fight happen live on C-SPAN. Only some of us political junkies did that have been following this. We just brought it to you. We just dissected it. You got to get this out to people so that they understand what the Republicans are trying to do to undermine the conservatives and the libertarians within their own ranks. That's the important thing. Yep. That's how you get people to take action. And then you go to www.don'tfundit.com, and you sign it, and you get other people to sign it, and then you call the senators, 202-224-3121. Chris, we're really running out of time, so real quick, comment on what we just heard, and then we'll close with Ted Cruz.
No, I just think that it was a great exchange, because what they did was they sent in a French Republican to basically disrupt and cause problems to try to force this thing, you know, through lying about what Lee and Cruz were doing and what they were trying to do with this vote. And it's disgusting. And when you really break it down, you know, I left for a while today and I came back, and that's when you and I first connected on this. And I was like, oh, what the hell's going on? You know, I wasn't really clear on it until I sat down and listened to it. and then asked you some questions, and then I got my mind wrapped around it, and then I said, wow, this is huge. This is an important teaching moment. It's an important political tactic and strategy moment, and it shows you what they do over and over and over again, using Republicans against Republicans. I mean, it's just it's almost frightful, but it's an important lesson to learn because the game ain't over. We are winning, but they're fighting. These people have been fighting. They've been in control for a long time, and they're going to start making a lot more mistakes because they're losing. That's really what you got to understand from this. They are losing. We are winning. And the country can survive, but it ain't going to survive under the choices and options that they are trying to shove down our throat, whether it's Obamacare, immigration, taxes, whatever, wars.
Yep.
You know.
No, absolutely. And actually, what you just saw, okay, what you just saw was backstage. Okay, because you see, they play this theater out front on C-SPAN, on the floor, in the media, on the votes, and massage your mind and get their pundits to come out and support the positions and sneak things in and twist things around. And it's all scripted and laid out so that you just, you know, think that you either have no chance or that they really fought hard on your behalf, but it just didn't work out. And statism grows, and the fake money grows, and the corruption grows, and the tyranny grows, and the police state comes down on your neck, and you know, you kind of have to accept it. What choice do you have? That's the game. But you just saw backstage, because what happened? You got a couple of players up there that aren't going on script. You got a couple of players up there who are actually doing the job as opposed to following the script. And that shows you that they are leaders. They are leading. And understand something. I've told this to you before. A good leader doesn't make followers. A good leader makes leaders. A good leader is a rainmaker. He brings other leaders to the table, not more followers. Sheeple is what the enemy wants. Sheeple is what Corker wants. Sheeple is what Reed wants. Sheeple is the only reason Obama's president, okay? Followers. America is built by leaders, and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee are leading for you to be more leaders. So send in the tactical support, www.don'tfundit.com. Get that number to 5 million. This fight is going to continue. Call them. Call them all and tell them no to cloture, no to removing the defunding language from the continuing resolution. Their number is 202-224-3121. Don't sit on your ass. Don't do anything else. If you're taking a smoke break, if you're driving in the car, if you're waiting to pick your kids up from school or from soccer, or if you're instead of going to the water cooler to talk about Dancing with the Douchebags or who won America's Next Retarded Talent Show or whatever the fuck it is, do something important, something that matters for your country. Make your calls. Sign the petitions. Get others to do it. You have to build a force multiplier and get this show out there. These four shows we did, five if you include the one we did on Sunday at our regular time, 10 p.m. Eastern, really put a lot of this stuff together. And I'll try to get something together that's kind of a highlight reel of all this stuff, but it is a lot of information, and believe it or not, even in 8 hours, it's hard to get it across. But we've done the work. You just have to follow up on it and make it happen. Chris, we got to close out, but real quick, I'm going to play the last minute and a half of Cruz's sort of filibuster where he really tells you the debate is in your hands, America. It's up to you to be the force multiplier. Here's Ted Cruz.
Well, then it appears I have the floor for another 90 seconds or so. And I simply want to note to the American people who have so engaged that this debate's in your hands. Ultimately, all 100 senators, all 46 Republicans, all 54 Democrats work for you. The pleas from the American people, I tell you, in Texas, are deafening. The frustration that the United States Senate doesn't listen to the people is deafening. So I would call on all 46 Republicans to unite, to stand together and to vote against cloture on the bill on Friday or Saturday. Because otherwise, if we vote with the majority leader and with the Senate Democrats, we will be voting to allow the majority leader to fund Obamacare on a straight party line vote, a 51 vote, partisan vote. The American people will understand that. And voting to give that power to the majority leader, I would suggest, is not consistent with, I believe, the heartfelt commitment of all 46 members of this conference to oppose Obamacare. The only path, if we're going to oppose Obamacare, is to stand together and oppose cloture. And I would ask for my friends on the Democratic aisle to listen to
the hour. The hour of noon has arrived pursuant to the order of the Senate will be in order. The senators know better, and the Senate will be in order.
There it is.
Well,
that's Ted Cruz's call. Go, Chris.
You know what? That was amazing. I you know, not many people can sit down and watch a filibuster, but we don't have them that often. And the last two, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, have been so powerful because, you know, it was individual people against all odds that stood up and stood on what they believed in. And then the baton passes to you as a citizen. The reason this country is in the condition it's in is not because we have corrupt politicians. There's always been corrupt politicians. The system, you know, allows for that. It builds on that. You know, there's so much money and power up there. The reason that we're where we're at in this country is because people quit being citizen government. And that is, we're getting back to a point where, you know, for many, many, many years through prosperous times, we could all kind of do our thing and make money and climb the ladder of success in America. Well, we weren't paying attention, and the bad guys took over. And now we got to pay attention because we're in a crap storm in this country. And it ain't going to change. These people are not going to change it on their own. They're going to have, there's a handful of heroes in Washington, D.C., small number, and there's a lot of us. And that's the key. There are more of us than there are of them. So, you know, we've been doing this. I don't know, man. We talk every day. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
And we shake our heads every freaking day. What the hell are we doing? Why are we doing this? This is all I got. This is my country. I have watched this coming for decades. And I fought it in ways that I believed in my life and my church and the things I chose to do in free enterprise. And I've done a lot of teaching in my life on, you know, self-reliance and economics and things like that. I've done a lot of it. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of trying to teach people how great this country is, what you need to do to be successful, how our economy works, what free enterprise is. I've done my whole adult life, and you can only do so much. This modern era, this networking and Facebook and social media and alternative media is so powerful. I remember when I first started looking at the Ron Paul revolution and studying it, because he wasn't my choice, you know, in the primary, and I had to actually go there and make friends with people and get in the middle of it and study the movement because I wanted to understand why it was so powerful. And it was very impressive, and that's where I really cut my teeth on social media, you know, and really understanding the power of it. We are winning. That's the bottom line. We are winning. But all you got to do is flinch, and they're still in power. It's that simple. I'm done.
Yeah. No, you're right. We are winning, and the idea is to make them flinch. And the fact is that Obama's on his heels. Reid is an insipid little weasel. And they're easy to defeat, and you can make them cow. I mean, look, Clinton was powerful, intelligent, popular, and Newt Gingrich brought him to the negotiating table and got conservative things done. Now, are they as conservative as we'd like? Did it move in the right direction as much as possible? Maybe not, but it was going in the right direction. So that can happen again because now you have more than just Newt Gingrich. You've got multiple people up there. Not enough. You need more. 2014 is about sending more in there. But right now, you have to be the leader. You have to be the force multiplier. You have to make this happen, and you can. Believe that you have that power because you are sovereign. And these people are your civil servants. They work for you. Now, granted, most of them right now work for the corporations and the Federal Reserve, practically. But in structural set up according to the Constitution. These are your civil servants. They work for you. You need to remind them of that and not only ask politely. You need to make them do the job that they were hired to do. And that principal job is to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. This so-called health care bill is an enemy of the Constitution. The war in Syria was an enemy of the Constitution, and taking away your guns was an enemy of the Constitution. You stop those two things. Maybe they'll come back, probably will, but they were delayed for now. Delay this monstrosity and turn the tide within the Republican Party, which is your only shot for constitutionalism at the federal level, by sending in tactical support and a force multiplier to support Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Justin Amash and Trey Gowdy and Willie Gorman and all those other guys that are up there actually fighting for your liberty. This is your country that we're talking about, your freedom, your liberty, your opportunity to get a good job, to run a business, to raise your kids, to live your life as a free person. It's liberty that matters. It's liberty that unites. We don't have to live the same life. We don't have to agree on the same things. And in fact, we can even find issues that we will never agree on. We can fight about those later. But what we need to agree on is that we need to have the liberty. We need to curtail the corruption. We need to reverse this tide of statism and corporatism. We need to diffuse power, bring it back down to the local level. This is the pivotal moment. This is the turning point. And the reason that the Imperial City is going apeshit, the reason that they're attacking Ted Cruz, and the reason they're smearing Mike Lee and ripping these guys apart is because they're afraid, because they're losing. And when your enemy is afraid and losing and they try to pretend that they're bold and strong, don't buy it. This is when you put on the full court press. This is when you advance. This is when you take a forward position and you keep firing and you don't let up. This is the time. Tomorrow is the vote. Call them and tell them no to cloture. You don't understand the rules. You don't know how the Senate works. That's fine. Just understand that Ted Cruz and Mike Lee do, and empower them by calling these other guys. 202-224-3121. No to cloture, no to cloture, no to cloture. Defund Obamacare, defund it now, and keep telling them to defund it. And go to www.defundit.com and get other people to do it and get other people to call. This is your chance. This is the moment for conservatives and libertarians and Americans of good conscience who love their country to make a stand and be the leader, be the American, be the Minuteman, be the patriot, and stand with Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and all the other patriots that are up there doing the job that you hired them to do as your civil servants over and against the corporatist squishes, French Republicans, red rhinos, Democrat progressives, communists, and other sons of bitches that are fucking up this country. This is your moment. This is the time to get excited and be proud to be an American and fight, fight, fight. We'll bring you another show this Sunday, 10 p.m. Probably we'll talk about some of this and the results of what happened. Please share what's going on here. Get the information out there, because if you don't fight, who's going to fight? If you don't create a force multiplier, who's going to do it? Ted Cruz is doing his part. Mike Lee is doing his part. Are you going to send in the support? Or are you going to sit back on your ass and watch this thing go down in flames and lament it later on? Or do you want to be able to tell your kids, your grandkids, yeah, you remember back then when it was falling apart? I stood up. I got 10 other people to stand up. And Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul, they turned it around for us. That'll be a wonderful victory. Make it happen tomorrow. We'll see you on Sunday. This is Rex and Trog signing off.
The flames of liberty never die.
Obamacare. Ain't nobody got time for that. All caps and 3 exclamation marks. Make DC listen.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!